You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
From Pan with love.
You have to be brave and you gotta use what you got. Why can't we be the heroes in our own life story?
And from the sinkhole with love.
I asked Pyra to marry me.
That's wonderful, Ty.
But in order to do that, I need a proper ring.
You want me to make one?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, January 31st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Sad but expected news for British high society. Phoebe Denever will not be returning for Bridgerton Season 3. The actress who plays Daphne on Netflix's hit Regency-era romance series confirmed that she will not appear in the upcoming season set to be centered on Penelope Featherington and Bridgerton sibling Colin. But fret not, dear listeners, Daphne shall at some point return. When asked if there were any exciting dynamics for Daphne coming up in Season 3, Denever told Screen Rant at the Sundance Film Festival premiere of her film Fair Play this weekend, quote, "Sadly, not in Season 3, potentially in the future, but Season 3 I'm just excited to watch as a viewer." Representatives for Denever and Netflix did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. The upcoming Michael Jackson biopic has found its king of pop. Director Antoine Fuqua revealed on Instagram Monday morning that Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play the iconic musician in the upcoming Michael. Fuqua shared a photo of Jafar practicing some of Michael's legendary moves in a very familiar outfit. You can check out that photo at EW.com. The Shrek spin-off movie franchise Puss in Boots has performed quite well at the box office, and that begs the question, could another Shrek be in our future? Canada's E-Talk asked Eddie Murphy that exact question about whether he'd reprise his role as Donkey. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, I'd absolutely be open. If they ever, you know, came with another Shrek, I'd do it in 2 seconds. I love Donkey. I wish they would, if they came and they did Puss in Boots movies, I'm like, they should have did a Donkey movie. The Donkey is funnier than Puss in Boots. Why? I mean, I love Puss in Boots, but he ain't funny as a donkey. No, I really would. I would do a Donkey movie. I would do another Shrek in 2 seconds.
I, for one, am hoping that happens. But until it does, you people can currently see Murphy in the Netflix movie, You People. Cindy Williams, the Shirley of Laverne and Shirley opposite Penny Marshall, died last Wednesday in Los Angeles. She was 75. Williams' children announced the news on Monday, revealing that the actress died after a brief illness. Prior to playing the straight-laced Shirley, for which she is best known, on the Happy Days spinoff, which aired on ABC from 1976 to 1983, Williams starred in director George Lucas's 1973 movie American Graffiti and in Francis Ford Coppola's 1974 movie The Conversation. She had guest spots on dozens of shows and also starred on the ABC sitcom Getting By. Annie Wersching, an actress best known for her work on 24, Angel, Bosch, Runaways, and voicing the character Tess in the video game The Last of Us, has died following a battle with cancer. She was 45. And Lisa Loring, who played the original Wednesday Addams on the 1960s Addams Family sitcom, died Saturday from a stroke. She was 64. Having been a child model since the age of 3, Loring won the part of Wednesday when she was 5 years old. Loring went on to appear on The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., Fantasy Island, Barnaby Jones, As the World Turns, and more. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 3.
All right, folks, turn those tunes up loud for our number 3 pick today, the debut of Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World. Public Enemy's Chuck D hosts this docuseries on the history of how hip-hop came to be and changed the world. Now, the last 50 years of its cultural and political impact will be explored by rappers and cultural commentators, shedding light on Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five's song The Message and Public Enemy's track Fight the Power 2020, as well as how hip-hop has become the Black CNN. Here's a preview of the series.
In the 1960s, the era of resistance and turbulence helped create hip-hop. Hip-hop became our voice that was for so long silenced.
When we look at a global context, people across cultures can listen and say, that's my story too.
This is some really fascinating stuff, whether you're a fan of hip-hop or not. Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World debuts tonight on PBS. Check your local listings for times.
Number 2.
And now for a love story that spans a lifetime. Pamela Anderson is telling her story in her own words in the new Netflix documentary, Pamela, A Love Story. For the first time, the actress and model is reclaiming the narrative surrounding her endlessly talked about lifestyle, career, and stolen sex tape. For a decade, the world tried to tell her what to be. But now, well, she's deciding that for herself. Here's a preview.
I didn't sleep last night at all.
If anybody's watching this, go to hell.
I blocked that stolen tape out of my life in order to survive. And now that it's all coming up again, I feel sick. I want to take control of the narrative for the first time.
I don't think people consider her the owner of her own image. It's Pamela Anderson, public property.
You love me no longer, I know. I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I am a serious actress. I had to make a career out of the pieces left. But I'm not the damsel in distress. I put myself in crazy situations. And survived them. I don't care what people think, because it's the only choice I had. If I cared what people think, I wouldn't be here. Some men think, oh, she's the Playboy thing or the sexual person. And they hate you for being something else.
Maybe it's her favorite thing in the world is falling in love.
I love you.
And loves the idea of falling out of love, too.
One man can't do it all. Be brave, and you gotta use what you got. Why can't we be the heroes in our own life story? Maybe I just do all the interviews naked. There's no mystery here.
Well, after the story was seemingly told in last year's scripted Hulu series Pam and Tommy, Anderson sets the record straight and gives a glimpse into what her life nowadays is like with her two grown sons and performing in Chicago on Broadway. Her son, 26-year-old Brandon Thomas Lee, produced the doc, which coincides with the release of her tell-all memoir, Love, Pamela. Pamela, A Love Story, is streaming now on Netflix. It's trivia time. Pamela Anderson is famous for, of course, playing CJ on Baywatch, Barb in the movie Barb Wire, even herself in the Scooby-Doo movie. But what was her very first role? Felicity in Snapdragon, Cindy on Days of Our Lives, or Chris on Charles in Charge? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. It's a 2-for-1 tonight with the special 2-episode winter premiere of La Brea. On the first new episode of the night, the Harrises are returning to 10,000 BC via the enormous sinkhole. Their mission is to upload a virus that will stop all sinkholes from ever forming, even if that means they would never return home. Elsewhere, Ty has popped the question to Para, but he has a very special request of Ella. Take a listen.
Ty, I didn't know you were back.
Well, we are neighbors now, so I thought I'd come help out for the day. Just in time, too. Looks like you guys finally got serious about renovating the place. Good thing I put myself through med school working in construction.
I think we all realize we might be stuck here a while. You want to get home, but in the meantime, why not put down some roots?
Hey, you know, I've been thinking about something like that, too. I asked Para to marry me.
That's wonderful, Ty.
But in order to do that, I need a proper ring.
You want me to make one?
I heard you're a great artist. Do an old friend a favor?
I know just where to start.
Well, that is very nice of her. But things take a turn on the second episode of the night, where a survivor is murdered, and Sam and Lucas start investigating who might have been the killer. Plus, Gavin tries to save Eve from the vision he had predicting her death. Tune in to the 2 new episodes of La Brea starting at 9 o'clock tonight on NBC.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What was Pamela Anderson's very first acting role? Felicity in Snapdragon, Cindy on Days of Our Lives, or Chris on Charles in Charge? Well, he was in charge of our days and our nights. It was Chris on Charles in Charge. Anderson was in one episode of the Scott Baio-led late 80s sitcom and continued to get small roles on TV series before her big break on Baywatch. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Sheff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.